steps in church organization commended. Just 3 months had elapsed since the General Conference was held in Battle Creek, at which some steps had been taken to organize the publishing work in a formal manner. 2 years had passed since the adoption of systematic benevolence. In the vision of December 23, 1860, right after John Herbert White's death, the Lord placed his seal of approval on the steps taken in these firm moves toward church order, organization, and the choice of a denominational name. On organization, Ellen White wrote, "The people of God should move understandingly, and should be united in their efforts. They should be of the same mind, of the same judgment, then their efforts will not be scattered, but will tell forcibly in the upbuilding of the cause of present truth. Order must be observed, and there must be union in maintaining order, or Satan will take the advantage. Matters pertaining to the church should not be left in an unsettled condition. Steps should be taken to secure church property for the cause of God, that the work may not be retarded in its progress, and that the means which persons wish to dedicate to God's cause may not slip into the enemy's ranks. I saw that God's people should act wisely, and leave nothing undone on their part to place the business of the church in a secure state." Of those who took a strong negative position against formal organization and the taking of a name, and considered it a virtue to leave the temporal matters of the church with the Lord, she gave the following counsel: "It is only in cases of great emergency that the Lord interposes for us. We have a work to do, burdens and responsibilities to bear, and in thus doing we obtain an experience." Concerning financial support, she stated, "Some have not come up and united in the plan of systematic benevolence. Rob not God by withholding from Him your tithes and offerings. I saw that in the arrangement of systematic benevolence, hearts will be tested and proved. It is a constant living test. As to the name Seventh-day Adventists, I was shown in regard to the remnant people of God taking a name. No name which we can take will be appropriate but that which accords with our profession and expresses our faith and marks us a peculiar people. The name Seventh-day Adventist is a standing rebuke to the Protestant world. The name Seventh-day Adventist carries the true features of our faith in front, and will convict the inquiring mind." The December 23rd vision indicated God's approval of what was done concerning the fanaticism in Wisconsin. "I saw that the Lord especially directed my husband in going west last fall instead of going east as he at first decided. In Wisconsin there was a wrong to be corrected. The work of Satan was taking effect, and would destroy souls if not rebuked. The Lord saw fit to choose one who had had experience with fanaticism in the past, and had witnessed the working of Satan's power. Those who received this instrument of God's choosing were corrected, and souls were rescued from the snare which Satan had prepared for them." The counsel and reproof were now before the church in a way demanding attention. It would take time for it to bear its full fruit.